This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. The George W. Bush Presidential Institute hosted an unusual graduation ceremony yesterday. Former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush took the stage together, offering advice to the inaugural class of presidential leadership scholars. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban was there, too. Even when serious, the presidents were also funny. The scholars spent 6 months on this project with seminars and trips to presidential libraries. Last night, humor was a welcome graduation gift. The presidents were asked, how do you know when to make a decision? Bill Clinton said that can be a big deal.
Whenever we were getting ready to bomb somebody, sometimes my advisors would say, if you don't do this today, you'll look weak. And I always said, can I kill him tomorrow? Now you're laughing, but think about this. I said, because I can't bring him back to life tomorrow. If the answer is yes, I can kill him tomorrow, then we're not weak. So let's debate whether we should do it today.
George W. Bush said knowing the best time to act requires smart staffers who aren't afraid to challenge or debate the boss. Bush said rapid decisions were sometimes demanded in his administration.
I think the most important point for the scholars is to know what you don't know and find people who do. In other words, sometimes when you get to be real powerful, the tendency is to say, I must know everything. Otherwise, I wouldn't be so powerful. And you don't.
The presidential scholars, professionals chosen nationwide from the public and private sectors, each pitched an entrepreneurial idea to improve their communities. That explains Mark Cuban's appearance, who routinely judges pitches on Shark Tank. His advice to them, upbeat if not laugh-out-loud funny, was a variation on never give up.
Look, if it were easy, it'd already be done. It's not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be hard. There isn't a template that everybody follows for success. You have to put in the energy to be prepared, and if you really care about what you're trying to accomplish, it's not work.
Bush and Clinton played off each other like old pals. Moderator Margaret Spellings, who's head of the Bush Institute, asked what advice they had for graduates.
Do something every day. Someday, for all of us, it'll be our last day. And what will matter were all the steps we took along the way and what they amounted to, not the home run we hit on day X. And I wish you well.
President Bush. I said, do you want to add to
that? I was stuck on that someday maybe your last day line. I thought that was pretty damn profound.
The quips continued. Spellings telling the presidents they were different than what the scholars had expected.
Because they thought, you know, what they read in the newspaper.
One probably thought I couldn't read.
The other one thought I could, and I didn't realize it was impossible.
Afterward, some of the scholar graduates said they were impressed how civil and compassionate the ex-presidents were. One secret to those lessons on being humane, their humor. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.